Happy 2025. It's time for a new edition of The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we have lots of good stuff, so stay right where you are.
Well, one of the first good things I've got for you today is a reminder about the upcoming new Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. They got a new website. They got a new Bullfighters Only on February 1st, and you can start getting tickets to the Ian Munsey concert with special guest Colby Acuff on February the 7th. Don't forget the Ranch Rodeo is February 4th at 10 a.m. in the Western Art Show and Sale going on during the Black Hills Stock Show. Go to blackhillsstockshow.com for ticket information.
It's the place to be. And you know what? This is the publication you need to be receiving in your mail. Tri-State Livestock News. They're your trusted source for all things about agriculture. Every detail is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
I'm going to start things off on the program today. Some of the funniest newspaper classified ads. These are some big oops when you stop and think about it. This is an ad in the newspaper. Mixing bowl set designed to please a cook with round bottom for efficient beating. And I'm just going to do one more of those today because you're going to have to think about this one. For sale, antique desk suitable for lady with thick legs and large drawers.
Didn't have to think that long. Caught on right away.
What are you going to share?
Hey, we got this from Jim Thompson. You remember him, don't you?
Yep,
absolutely. It's been on the program before, but as he says, it's always a good piece. I packed your parachute. This is a true story. A U.S. Navy jet pilot in Vietnam. After 75 combat missions, his plane was destroyed by a surface-to-air missile. Plum ejected and parachuted into enemy hands. He was captured and spent 6 years in a communist Vietnamese prison. He survived the ordeal and now lectures on lessons learned from that experience. One day when Plum and his wife were sitting in a restaurant, a man at another table came up and said, "You're Plum. You flew jet fighters in Vietnam from the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk. You were shot down. How in the world did you know that?" asked Plum. "I packed your parachute," the man replied. Plum gasped in surprise and gratitude. The man pumped his hand and said, "I guess it worked." Plum assured him, "It sure did. If your chute hadn't worked, I wouldn't be sitting here today." Plum couldn't sleep that night thinking about that man. Plum says, "I kept wondering what he had looked like in a Navy uniform, a white hat, a bib in the back, and bell-bottom trousers. I wonder how many times I might have seen him and not even said, 'Good morning, how are you?' or anything, because you see, I was a fighter pilot, and he was just a sailor." Plum thought of the many hours the sailor had spent at that long wooden table in the bowels of the ship, carefully weaving the shrouds and folding the silks of each chute, holding in his hands each time the fate of someone he didn't know. Now Plum asked his audience, "Who's packing your parachute?" Everyone has someone who provides what they need to make it through the day. He also points out that he needed many kinds of parachutes when his plane was shot down over enemy territory. He needed his physical parachute, his mental parachute, his emotional parachute, and his spiritual parachute. He called on all of these supports before reaching safety. Sometimes in the daily challenges that life gives us, we miss what is really important. We may fail to say hello, please, or thank you. Congratulate someone on something wonderful that has happened to them. Give a compliment or just do something nice for no reason. As you go through this week, this month, this year, recognize people who pack your parachutes.
Well, I'm not planning on jumping out of an airplane anytime soon, but I think we can get the drift of what you're saying there.
Exactly. We all have people packing our parachutes, don't we?
Did you get something else from Jim?
I did. Here's just a few musings, and I won't go through all of them. I'll save a few for later, but it would be wonderful if we could put ourselves in the dryer for 10 minutes, then come out wrinkle-free and three sizes smaller. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
Or how about this? Just once, I want the prompt. I would love this. Honestly, I would love this. I want the prompt for username and password to say, "Close enough."
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great?
All right, folks, love it. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. You have a great day, everyone. This is The Good Stuff.